The Iraqi city of Mosul has had an agonising weekend. The jihadists, so-called Islamic State, seem determined to fight to the death. And it's now clear that at least 100 and maybe more were killed in an airstrike on the 17th of March. 100 civilians, that is. The Iraqis deny that so many died. The US-led coalition says it's investigating whether one of its planes was responsible. Our Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, is in West Mosul and sent us this report.
War strips life down to its essentials. One is survival. When death is all around, as it is here in Mosul, that means making choices, weighing up the odds.
Now, a conflict like this generates a lot of casualties, and I'm at an emergency clinic just behind the front line in West Mosul, and the nurses, the medics here, come from a group called NYC Medics. They're working under the auspices of the Iraqi forces, and I'm with Catherine Bukhari, who is the person who runs it.
What have you seen here?
Anything that you would imagine in a conflict zone: gunshot wounds, blast injuries, crush injuries, shrapnel injuries from the blasts. We've already seen a lot, and we are prepared to see a lot more.
What do you think of the situation of civilians here? What sort of challenges are they facing?
They're facing everything. They're facing decisions that could be a matter of life or death. You know, do they stay in Mosul dealing with the effects of the conflict, or do they try to flee and escape Mosul and ISIS and deal with the very serious issues of snipers targeting families and capturing them?
I mean, it's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
I mean, people having to make choices about what they're doing, about their families, that you know, no human being should ever have to make.
That's absolutely true. It's a strange...
Whoa. Hey, everyone inside.
That was a bullet going over the top.
It does sometimes happen.
And now we're undercover?
We are.
And you just... What? You just sit here and wait for casualties?
Yeah. Hold on a second, please. Where's Michael?
Here.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Quite a lot of bullets going over the top at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some. You know, so we take cover, we shelter in place until we get the all clear.
I'm looking down now from, we're on a slight hill. I can see down into the area where displaced people are emerging, and there are lines of them coming over the bridge here. And meanwhile, I can also see deeper into Mosul, smoke rising from airstrikes. Some Shia relief organizations are here, and they're giving out food, and you can probably hear the music they're playing at the same time. It's a bizarre sight. Flags, music, and in the distance, the airstrikes. I've just seen a boy walking down the road in front of a building bombed out in an earlier airstrike, absolutely flattened, and he was doing cartwheels as he went. There are about 10 buses lined up to take people who come out of Mosul. Large crowds of people. There are a lot of men, but there are women and children as well, walking steadily out of the city, away from the war, and they hope to safety. Hamoud Suleiman was trying to get on a bus with his daughter, a girl of about 6 with her hair in bunches. He was furious that so many civilians had died in the airstrikes.
They are still under the rubble. No one has saved them yet. The airstrikes are non-stop. They are happening 24 hours a day. They are killing innocent people. Why are they attacking us? We did not do anything wrong.
Do you think this is the way to fight Daesh, to fight Islamic State?
This is not the right way to fight ISIS, because it doesn't distinguish between civilians and ISIS fighters. The fighters are living among civilians. They enter the houses by force. And when an airstrike hits, it kills both the fighters and civilians. They use civilians as human shields.
My name is Ali Salim Ahmed.
Tell me about this situation.
Yeah, it is a bad situation. The people suffered from the lack of food, pure water, health care, electricity, and you see the damage occurred in the city.
It's a lot of damage.
Yeah, it is a huge damage.
What's the answer? What happens now?
I ask our government in Baghdad and the human organizations to help the Iraqi people and to rebuild the country again.
It's a lot of rebuilding. Iraq has had many years of war and destruction.
Yeah, many wars, like the Iraqi-Iranian war and the Gulf War, and now.
Now, the war against Islamic State.
Yeah. They must build their country. They must.
There are a number of emergencies working here in parallel. The war itself, the wounded and the displaced. And then, of course, at the same time as that, there is the huge political challenge of trying to do something to bring people together in a positive way in this country, which has been blown to pieces by years of war. It is hard to think of a bigger challenge really anywhere in the world at the moment. The jihadists are losing Mosul, the city they tried to make into a capital of the caliphate, a new entity that would, they believed, transcend nation states and return Islam to glory. When IS captured Mosul in 2014, some Sunnis thought they were a better option than the oppressive Shia-led government in Baghdad. The tyranny of jihadist rule soon dispelled any illusions they were in Mosul to help the people. Now the challenge for the Baghdad government is to offer Sunnis here safety, security, and a future, and show they're doing all they can to help them survive this battle. If they can't do all that, Iraq doesn't have a chance.